You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are with Kim Haynes, owner of Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert, a company that was started nearly 27 years ago from Kim's kitchen. She moved to the current 2,500 square foot southeastern Portland location in 1996. Haynes added cakes, bars, and brownies to the menu of products 6 years ago. Now, at the age of 61, she credits a key business move to diversifying to other desserts such as three sizes of cake. The woman-owned private business has seven full-time employees that are offered a living wage, paid vacation, and health benefits. Haynes takes pride in her extended family, all of which have worked for her for at least 15 years. That certainly speaks volumes. Kim, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
And good morning to you, and certainly do appreciate your taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us. So tell me about the history of Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert Company. I understand that you started originally out of a home kitchen, which I did mention earlier. Get into that story, if you would, to kick things off.
Yes, I waited tables for over 20 years, and I had I have five children, and they were, of course, a lot smaller and a lot younger back in 1989, and I wanted to stay home with them. And when I waited tables, I was out in the evening. And so I had this recipe for cheesecake. An original name of my company was Portland Style Cheesecake Company. And I started baking that at home. My kitchen could be licensed in Oregon, and took the cheesecake in its cheesecake pan to the restaurant I was working at and listened to responses from customers. Took the cheesecake pan back home, ground more graham crackers, bought more 3-pound bricks of cheese, made another one and took it back to the restaurant, and then decided to diversify into different flavors of cheesecake with different crusts, and did that for a little while, and then started marketing on my own. My goal was not to go into debt, so I paid my payables with my receivables and really worked really hard not to, I did not go into debt. And then in 1996, I moved from my home because the inspector who came out every 6 months said I was getting too large. And a chain of stores in Portland called Zupan's sent me basically over the edge of not being able to do it in my home anymore. And I found a location, my current location in Southeast Portland. And, tried to duplicate exactly what I'm self-taught. So tried to do exactly what I did in my bakery. I mean, at home in my bakery with two little ovens, and that didn't really work out as I started to grow. And then in 2008, I diversified into other desserts, basically because the economy was kind of giving us a kick in the pants. And I diversified into cake and hired a gentleman who also had his own cake company in Portland. So he helped me in that diversification. And then that's when I changed the name to Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert Company. And we've developed several different sizes and retail items that are in little 3-pack or 3-inch size cakes and cheesecakes that are basically a serving for two, which seems to be the way the trend is going right now. And that's it.
That is quite a history, and I'm sure that you learned so much along the way and are a better person and a better business manager and owner because of it all. Tell us, what's the significance behind your name brand, Portland Style Cheesecakes and Desserts?
Well, Portland style versus New York style. So New York style cheesecake, when I started this business, is a cakier cheesecake, and it kind of sticks to the roof of your mouth. And Portland style, we have a lot of rain here, And it is a moisture cheesecake. It's smoother. And I just came up with that name to go along in our location here in Portland. And our cakes are very moist and cream. You know, they just melt in your mouth. So that was the reason.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. I like that. Now, what has had the biggest impact on growing your business so far?
You know, about 2.5 years ago, we learned how to freeze our cheesecakes, which I'd never done before. And then we went into distribution. So we have distributors who come to the bakery now and pick up pallet loads of product, cake and cheesecake, and distribute it all in the Northwest and all the way up to Alaska. And so, again, I felt like I was newly into business again, because I'm learning new terminology of pallet jacks and tie highs and weights and UPC symbols. So that was a big challenge, and yet it was a big success for my employees and for me. My employees have been with me, some of them as many as 20 years, and it's great to be continually being able to offer them more benefits. And so that was a big challenge.
Today we are joined by Kim Haynes, owner of Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert, located in Southeast Portland, Oregon, at 1232 Southeast Oak Street, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Kim, any specific challenges as a female business owner?
For the most part, our product is really well received, so I haven't really experienced that many challenges. I interviewed commercial banks. I might have interviewed 12 of them to try to get a relationship with a banker, and that has been very successful for me. They see the growth of the product, and they see the due diligence of my employees and myself. So I have not experienced much difficulty, other than maybe myself, maybe just being a little bit more cautious about spending money and not going into debt. And that's maybe the biggest challenge.
What are the major differences between your products and your competition?
You know, we have all natural ingredients. We use expeller pressed oil that is processed differently than regular oil. It's not a heat process, and that heat in an oil can cause some health issues. We use all natural plant dye in all of our frostings, so any color that you see is all natural. We do not have any trans fats in any of our graham crumb or chocolate crumb in our crust for our cheesecake. We make our own house-made caramel. We make our own lemon curd. I apologize. And then we also make our own jams and jellies that go into our products. So everything is all either house-made or all natural.
Also, Kim, do you have any major plans or goals to accomplish this coming year in 2016?
Yes, we are in the process of creating a small pickup retail in our location, our current location. We've had many calls, and we try to provide pickup capability in a wholesale bakery, but now we are in the process of making a small, in our current location, that provides pickup capability and trying to do new recipes for that location. We're investigating paleo and paleo desserts. A lot of people are doing that, and it is not an allergen health-based concern, a medical concern. So we're in the process of researching that.
Kim, it is absolutely phenomenal what you've been able to build here. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert Company online?
We have a website that has wonderful photos of all of our new products and our seasonal items. Our website is pscheesecake.com. And it will show you the location of our new facility, and we'll have photos of that new retail pickup spot in our location.
In conclusion, Kim, any advice that you would be able to share for anyone listening in that's looking to create their own business, even in the food industry like you did yourself?
You know, for me, I did not want to go into debt, so I was willing to go out and get more cream cheese. And just as growth came, I paid as I went. And I think that's very important. Sometimes what I've heard from folks in is they want to do similar to what I've done, but they want to do it with a loan and try to go out and compete. And I don't think that's necessary. I think you can succeed by starting small, listening well, networking, and just starting small and liking what you do, and then turn around and listen again and try something new again and move in that direction.
Well, Kim, we certainly do appreciate it. It is pscheesecake.com. Kim, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly do wish you continued success for years to come.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Thanks.
We have been speaking with Kim Haynes, owner of Portland Style Cheesecake and Dessert, located in Southeast Portland, Oregon, at 1232 Southeast Oak Street, that now offers over 25 different varieties of cheesecake and an assortment of butter cakes and other desserts. Their cheesecakes, butter cakes, and other desserts are handcrafted from scratch with the freshest all-natural non-GMO ingredients. And once again, the website for reference and for more information is pscheesecake.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.